Good morning, Rishti Yochayim. Klal Shilchus Shabbos. Klal Ches Simon Gimel. So here the Chayim talks about the Abdullah. We say a multiple Abdullah. We say Abdullah in davening. We say Abdullah in the place as well. So the Mordechai says an interesting thing. When Brachas Adonai Lama Gimel, the Mordechai says that originally the Tekana was to say, Abdullah is part of Shemoneh Esrei, like we do with Atochen Antum. When Klai Yisrael, at that point in time, was poor, they couldn't afford making Abdullah the Kais. It'd be an extra burden on Klai Yisrael. They may have made Kiddush on the Kais. Requiring Abdullah the Kais wasn't necessary. So the original Tekana was to say Abdullah is part of Tefillah. Klal Yisrael reached a point where they became more wealthy in general. They were now able to afford to buy wine. So Chazal moved the Chiyuv from Shemoneh Esrei onto the coast. Klal Yisrael then became impoverished again, and they put it back into Tefillah. They said that even when we will reach a state where we're able to say Abdullah in the Kais, we still have to say Abdullah in Tefillah, and also Abdullah in the Kais. So we have a chiyuv to say Abdullah in both in Tefillah and in the Kais. The more it goes to the discussion, everybody agrees with that, but that's how we come out. There's a chiyuv Abdullah in Tefillah. Since we saw there was a point where we moved the chiyuv from a tefillah onto a kais, it's possible to fulfill the obligation of Abdullah. Just the Abdullah one says on a kais, even though a person does not say Abdullah in the tefillah. So we end up with the following halacha. Mispala v'aymer atochen antonu b'tefillah. So Chayyim says that we say Atochen Antonu. Bimli Omer, if a person forgot to say Atochen Antonu, Kim and Shomer Baruch Atah Hashem, once he says the word Baruch Atah Hashem, that's called Li Omer. He forgot to say it, he cannot insert it anymore. Abba Bishaloi Omer Adain Chanin Adoas, even we did not end up Chanin Adoas yet. Ain't Tzarech Lach, so he does not need to go back. Because he's going to say Abdullah Alakos, so that he can fulfill the obligation of Abdullah. He forgot to do a Shemoneh Esrei through the fact the vehicle he's saying Abdullah Alakos. Valkapodim, also b'chom Malach Achi Abdullah. However, he's not said Abdullah yet, so he cannot do Malach until he says Abdullah. The person says Abdullah and Shemoneh Esrei. He said Abdullah already. So he needs to do Malacha beforehand, meager than he's allowed to. We will see a minig. There was a minig before Abdullah the Kais, or before even we say after Marav Shemoneh Esrei, Kedusha. Until that said, a person should not do Malacha. And before some person of Abdullah Kais, a person should, there's certain malachas that many are not to do. Mikradin, all malachas can be done after Abdullah is said in Shemoneh Esrei. This person did not say Abdullah in Shemoneh Esrei. And he says that he has not said Abdullah the Kais yet. Kapanim also b'chol malacha at Shei Abdul. So he cannot do malacha until he says Abdullah. Now, if a person says, Barucham Avdu b'kadosh shechol, a person will accomplish that the Abdullah has been said, even he says the Chiyuv is Abdullah on the Kais. But by saying Baruch Amal and Kodesh Shachol, he will accomplish the same thing that Tochen Antonu would accomplish, that he's allowed to do Malach Amikir Adin, even though he has not said Abdullah on the Kais. So that is the Chayyim's point over here. And a person forgot Abdullah in Shemoneh Esrei. we will see in a scenario where a person is not going to say Havdalah Kais, that a person actually has to go back and repeat what a person has to say Havdalah. And if it's not saying Lakois, it has to be Baruch Shemoneh Esrei. And it's Ma'akev. The reason why it's not Ma'akev is not because it's not important, it's because you still have a different option of how to do it. If that other option is not available, so then we revert back to the fact that this Havdalah must be said. There are persons who have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, as we will see. As the Chayyarab continues, have a good day.